We will build a great wall along the southern border, and Mexico will pay for the wall. 100%.
You've probably heard a lot about U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's plan to build a wall between Mexico and the United States, and the Mexican president's refusal to pay for it. But one thing you might not have heard much about is the impact of such a wall on the local ecosystem and what that impact would be. Well, scientists have looked at it. Of course they have. Dr. Will Grant is from the Australian National Centre for Public Awareness of Science at the ANU. Of course they have. Welcome. Will there be long stretches of fencing along the US-Mexican border, and what difference will that make?
What difference would it make? Well, look. What Trump is calling for, I think he's can't quite define what he's calling for, but I think he said a 10 to 20 meter high solid concrete thing. So not just fence. This is an impenetrable barrier. And we know that from other walls in history, other fences, things like this can have actually a pretty significant impact on biodiversity, on non-human population. So, yeah, look, I don't know if this is going to be a thing that influences many people's vote, but it is something that's worth paying attention to. If this was to come to bear, that it would have an ecosystem impact as well.
This area is located between two biomes. What exactly are those, and how does it apply to local animals?
What exactly are biomes? Look, one way you can define biome you could just say it's an area and an ecosystem where we've got a population of animals that live there, and they evolve together in an ecosystem, but they are not distinct. I mean, okay, if they were removed islands, they're a long way apart. Continents are a long way apart. But these biomes are connected. They will have populations of animals. For example, I think it's the black bear that's been recently reintroduced into Texas. Is a species in its own right, and it's doing fine as it is, but it needs to intermingle and interrelate and breed a little bit with the Mexican bear. Now, you wouldn't guess that, but for genetic diversity, it's important that there is interbreeding amongst different bear populations or all sorts of animals, different populations. You put up a wall and it stops all of that stuff, so that it does reduce the genetic diversity and you get species impacts going forward.
Let's talk about our own backyards now. A study about dogs and fertility. We love talking about dogs, don't we, in this segment?
Look,
tell me
seem
about
to
that
get
study.
To dogs.
We do. Oh, look, people love a dog.
Look, this isn't. It's about dogs, but it's actually about a bit more than dogs. This we've known for quite some time, 70 years, I think, that male men. Well, I was going to come to male dogs in a second. So
yeah, no,
so
I get it.
The male men, but we males have had decreasing sperm quality for about 70 years. It's just going down and down and down and down. But happily or unhappily, we've also now detected that in our canine friends. So our dog friends, their sperm over the last 26 years, we've got a study running that's comparing sperm from dogs from 26 years ago to now. Straight degradation. It's getting worse as well, which, I don't know, it's kind of nice that we're sharing our bad things with our canine friends, but it's also, it's kind of worrying. There's something going on in society that's causing our sperm to get worse, but also dog sperm as well.
Are dogs going extinct?
I don't think we need to worry about that just yet. I think like humans, like males, I think there's a while off yet before we're actually at this point of problem. But it does say that there is some sort of chemical imbalance, some sort of chemical problem in our environment that is reducing sperm quality. And that will have an impact on population diversity, on what happens with breeding and selection and all those kinds of things. Going extinct, I don't think we need to worry about dogs just yet, or males, men.
Mailmen. Sorry, I'm loving that. I'm going to call all men I see mailmen. It's cool. Well, although you might think they're delivering the mail, that could get confusing. Is there but now we're going to have drones for that anyway. Is there any way we can protect dogs from this? Could it be having any other side effects?
Look. There are a number of chemicals that have shown up in dog food that seem to have a sperm reducing effect, but it could be a whole range of other things as well. It could be a shared urban environment, that there could be chemicals in the atmosphere, in the air, in urban environments that may be causing this problem. So look, it does say that if we can detect what's going on there, then perhaps we could actually, it's a shared problem now, so that does point to something bigger in the environment. So there is a grain of help in this.
A grain. I love a grain. That's Dr. Will Grant there from the Australian National Centre for Public Awareness of Science at the ANU. You're listening to RN Drive. It's 7, ABC News time.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.